That's the sound of a boat pumping liquid bleach into the suburban Milwaukee stormwater retention pond where Louisiana red swamp crayfish were recently found. The 9-inch long crayfish is another non-native species that has made its way into Wisconsin waters. No one's quite sure how, perhaps dumped there by someone in Germantown who ordered too many live crayfish for a party. There may now be tens of thousands of crayfish in the pond. Mark Baldock is one of about a dozen DNR staffers that applied the chemical treatment yesterday.
We're putting in a lot of gallons, but you know, hopefully this will work and keep an invasive out of here and out of elsewhere.
Other workers pumped the bleach into shoreline burrow holes made by the crayfish. DNR project manager Randy Schumacher says he's confident the treatment will eradicate the invader. He says if it doesn't and the crayfish spread, they could damage Wisconsin waters.
They eliminate the native crayfish. They significantly reduce our native salamanders and newts. They cause negative impacts to water quality.
By mid-afternoon yesterday, the DNR was starting to see a lot of dead or dying fish in the pond. Schumacher held up one of the crayfish.
That's good news. They're starting to get sick. It's very good news.
Schumacher says if the experiment in Germantown works, the same treatment may be applied to a smaller pond in Kenosha, where the red swamp crayfish has also been found. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.